Simon & Schuster Audio presents Cold, Cold Bones by Kathy Reichs. Read by Linda Eamon.
This one is for the sisters neglected up until now. Sue Weber, Laurel Tully, Renita Reichs. Coming back to where you started is not the same as never leaving. Terry Pratchett. One. It began with an eyeball. The pupil was wide as a Texas prairie. The iris the color of faded denim. Crimson vessels spiderweb the yellow-white sclera. More on that later. Sunday, January 30th. Don't hurt yourself.
I've got this.
Despite the cold and damp, my palms were sweaty. My everything was sweaty. The carton slipped from my hands as the words left my mouth. Thunk.
Damn!
Sighing in irritation, Katie set down a lamp, a peculiar Alice in Wonderland arrangement with a long, crooked neck.
Did you notice the word on top?
Assuming I hadn't, she spelled it out. B-O-O-K-S. What do you suppose that means, Mom? We'd been at this for hours, and in addition to clammy, we were exhausted and sick of the whole bloody thing, and cranky as hell. The box contains books. Terse.
And what is one property of a box of books?
Lips barely moving. I said nothing.
They're heavy.
Let's break for lunch.
Let's.
We hopped from the back of the truck. Grabbing the lamp, Katie crossed a small patch of winter-dead lawn fronting a mid-century brick bungalow whose entrance was standing wide. I followed her inside for the zillionth time that day and closed the bright red door behind me. As Katie climbed the stairs with Alice's curious illuminator, I continued down the hallway to the kitchen, which, given the home's aged exterior, was astonishingly state-of-the-art. Marble countertops, College of Surgeons-level lighting, built...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?